While you get yourself stuffed, let's sit back and we're going to talk to a scientist and singer who is Rishi Nag. Now, we first met in 2011 and you were going via the moniker Professor Carmadillo in those days. You now call yourself the singing scientist. So tell us a bit about what you actually do professionally before we come on to the singing.
So professionally, I'm working with an organization called the Global Alliance for Genomics and Health. We're about getting standards for big databases of genomics data to be able to talk to each other and take into account security and things like that.
So if I've got a whole lot of DNA data, and so have you, we want to be able to share that data between us, but without risk of breaching confidentiality, breaking anonymity, etc.
Yeah, that's correct. Making it available for research so researchers can run their algorithms over it, but still preserving the patient's confidential information.
So is that largely a computing problem?
It's a mixture of both. I mean, on one side, the volume of data provides a computing problem. On the other hand, you've got regulations and things like that. That provides a different kind of problem in terms of, you know, legal issues around Europe and USA and things like that.
When you say it's a storage problem, how much information are you trying to store?
The paradigm we're using where, say, there were 1,000 genomes donated for research is changing, where so Genomics England and the NHS are, you know, getting 100,000 genomes, and so you're storing, you know, petabytes of data.
Every petabyte is 1,000 big hard disks you find in your average family computer.
Yeah, and because you're talking about sequencing, you know, populations rather than just sort of a selected group of individuals now.
Yeah. So how did the singing scientists come along then?
I was working in the plant sciences department, a while back. One of the hard-working plants there was something called the Arabidopsis thaliana, and I sort of one day wrote a song comparing it to roses, using it as a metaphor for how, like, scientists are hard-working but not recognised necessarily within society, whereas you get the reality TV stars being like the roses, who are not so contributing but high publicity and things like that.
So, and how did that go down? Was that successful?
Yeah, that went really well, actually. Then I started writing science songs purely for science.
And now? So what does the singing scientist do these days?
This year I was offered a grant from the public engagement team at the Wellcome Genome Campus to turn, like, what I had was a mismatch of songs from different, you know, scientific areas that had been of interest. And one of the comments had been, let's turn this into a story. So I came up with the idea of Genomics the Musical. And one of the important things when you're doing these science songs on stage is to have videos to help explain what's going on and things. So I had the first live performance of this in November.
How'd it go down?
Really well. I had a bit of trepidation when I saw a large number of, like, you know, 6 to 10 year olds walking in through the room. So I made some last minute adjustments on my slides to sort of include the word poo on them to make sure they were entertained through the 45 minute set.
And you're going to do us a song.
Yeah. So I tried to think back about what was my most wow moment of the year from the sort of the science world. And I think it was the sight of the Tesla going off into space, and then these Falcon Heavy rockets, those booster rockets that landed simultaneously. Use that as a framing for this idea of a song on the theme of surviving Christmas.
We will hear about that in just a second. How are you getting on, Katie? Have you got your breathalyzer result, and are you still safe to drive?
I am as safe as I could possibly be. Either the test doesn't work or it's made no difference.
You haven't eaten enough cake.
No,
you'll have to eat another one.
I'm just going to try harder.
Yeah, if we record the programme again, you see another one. And eventually we'll get a reading.
I might be asleep by that point, Chris.
Well, look, I have to say a very big thank you to our guests, who were Beverly Glover, Caitlin Hitchcock, Rishi Nag, Marcus Bradford and Claire Bryant. Katie put the whole programme together, thanks to you. And thank you very much to you at home for listening to us this year. We're very much looking forward to your company again in 2019. Have a wonderful Christmas. And Rishi, over to you.
Dressed in red, flying through the sky, my presence opens wondrous eyes as they gaze into the night. But I am no Santa Claus, I'm a product of a SpaceX launch, a Falcon Heavy flying up so bright. I'm a Tesla Roadster supercar sent by a man who wants to get to Mars, driving round really fast, orbiting the sun as my star. As I float around in space, I get hit by cosmic rays. I'm a car, it spoils my paint, but it really would ruin your face. If that didn't get you, you would die. Up here it's -105, so don't complain, it's cold outside. Baby, if you wanna survive Christmas 2018, stay on Earth next to a tree. Just make sure you're not the Starman driving me. My launch was meticulously planned, as well as the InSight lander, which will show us what's deep down inside of Mars. Curiosity managed to survive a Martian dust storm planet-sized. Opportunity wasn't quite so hard, so don't send it a Christmas card. 12 days of Christmas to celebrate, then 12 years to stop climate change, making Christmas 2038 something strange in a different place. Surviving Christmas 18 will seem easy compared to stopping frozen poles turning greasy. If this season's about the best of humanity, there's nothing more to be better than for the planety. I'm a Tesla Roadster supercar sent by a man who wants to get to Mars, driving round really fast, orbiting the sun as my star. As I float around in space, I get hit by cosmic rays. I'm a car, it spoils my paint, but it would really ruin your face. If that didn't get you, you'd still die. Up here it's -105, so don't complain, it's cold outside. Baby, if you wanna survive Christmas 2018, stay on Earth next to a tree, and just make sure you're not the Starman driving me.